For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Fouch continues to get ready in the pen as the pitch to Shelton is hit high in the air. It's deep enough for the run. Peyton Holt in center field makes the catch. Runners don't try to score. Donay's coming home. He throws to third. Sprague Lott fires to the plate. They got him. Florida just ran themselves out of an inning, and the Hogs still hold the lead. What was Brody Donay doing? Peyton Holt deked him. He deked him in center field, and he never runs after the catch, and then he runs when he throws to third base. Has Brody Donay ever run the bases in his life? It didn't look like it. Oh, my goodness.
The top play on SportsCenter. Can you believe it? I mean, Peyton Holt makes that play in the outfield, and it's number one on SportsCenter's top 10 plays on Saturday night. That's the play that everybody was talking about in the aftermath of Arkansas' series win over Florida this weekend at Ballmarker Stadium. And that's where we begin on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. Now, for those who perhaps did not see the play, or for those who are uninitiated, I'll give a quick recap of what set that play up. Those who follow baseball know if you got a runner at third, less than two out, there's a fly ball into the outfield. He can score provided he goes back to the base and tags up. Now, those of you who follow baseball know, too, that if there's a fly ball caught in the outfield and the runner does not get back to his base, you can throw and force him out, and it's a double play. All right, through the simple stuff. So Florida finds themselves in that situation on Saturday. They got a runner at third, less than two out. Fly ball to center field. Peyton Holt comes in and acts as though, as the ball's on its downward flight, I mean really close, acts as though he has caught the ball, which is the indicator for the runner at third who's gone back to the base to tag up. That's his indicator that it's time to run. But in reality, Peyton Holt had not actually caught the ball. He was faking him out, deking, as the baseball term is. He deked him, decoyed him, faked him out, made him leave early. So about 2 seconds later, maybe not even that long, Holt actually catches the ball. Well, the runner's off the bag at that point. As I watched the play, and I didn't really pick up on this right as it was happening, but as I watched the replay, he throws into third base. I've got to believe the play was designed to get the runner to leave early, and then you throw in behind him at third base, step on the bag, double play, inning over. As it turns out, the runner came back and then tried to score after tagging up a second time. So Sprague Lott catches the ball, throws home, tags applied, guys out, double play. Great play. I mean, the kind of play that you sort of draw up in your backyard. And lo and behold, it works. And as Holt said after the game, this didn't happen by accident.
We actually work on it when we do like regular fly balls in practice. It was just the perfect scenario. When the bases got loaded, I ran through it in my head and was like, I have an opportunity to actually pull off a deke right here. Perfect fly ball. I was coming straight down, did it, threw it in, and Sprague made a good throw home, got the guy and saved a run.
I mean, it really goes back to, you know, what we were all taught as little leaguers. You would hear your coach scream from the dugout, "Hey, what are you going to do if the ball's hit to you?" You know, Holt talked about how he'd gone over it in his mind, and he knew that this might be, in the event a fly ball was hit to him, this might be the opportunity to try to pull that play off. And it worked to perfection. It was not the only great play of the weekend, but it certainly was one of them. It's the play everybody was talking about. And as Dave Van Horn said, it flipped the game. Arkansas, if you didn't keep up all weekend, they won the series opener on Friday night behind Hagan Smith. He took a no decision, pitched great. Arkansas had to come from behind. And then they won game one of the doubleheader on Saturday, lost game two. So they won the series, and this was DVH.
You know, especially with being down a starter, knowing that we were going to start someone who hadn't started an SEC game before. And we used a lot of pitching. I think we threw seven maybe in that game. And I think Fouch's last pitch was like 101 miles an hour, and pretty amazing. That was a big win.
11 games remain in the regular season for the Razorbacks. They've got two with Missouri State this week. Then they travel Thursday. It's going to be a busy week. Two games with Missouri State, travel Thursday, open a series at Kentucky with the top spot in the overall standings, among other things at stake. But they've got 11 games to play. They're 37-7 overall, 16-5 in the SEC. They're a game better than A&M in the West. They're tied with Kentucky for the overall standings right now. Kentucky's up a game on Tennessee in the East. Arkansas is up a game on Texas A&M in the West. So it's a big series coming up. It's not the end-all be-all. It would be nice to win the overall. Sure would. Be nice to win it outright. Have that on your rings. Really look good. The thing you really want to make certain of is that you're ready to go in the NCAA tournament. Here's why I think Arkansas is going to be okay moving forward, regardless of what happens this week. I was looking at the stats this morning, season stats. A 3.01 ERA and a 982 fielding percentage. Forget everything else. Those are championship numbers right there. A 3.01 team ERA and a fielding percentage of 982. Now, you know, you look at Arkansas starters right now, and they were down Molina over the weekend. I mean, people focus on Hagan Smith strikeouts. It goes way beyond that. I mean, strikeouts, you know, they lure everybody in. They're the sizzle. But the stake is that he's 8-0 with a 1.35 ERA. This is against SEC hitters, major college hitters. An ERA of 1.35. That's minuscule by comparison. Tigert's ERA is right around 2.5. McIntyre and Molina right around 3.5. And obviously, to have a team ERA of 3.01, you got a lot of low numbers in the bullpen. There aren't a lot of lofty ERAs in that bullpen. That's why I think they're going to be fine. There's an ebb and a flow to the game. Now, look, when you get to the postseason, you got to have it all. I mean, you got to pitch, you got to field, and you got to hit. Arkansas has probably been more consistent with its pitching and its fielding than its hitting. But you know what? You can say that about all the great teams out there. There aren't many teams that are going to bash their way to a national championship. At some point, a lack of pitching or poor defense will catch up with you. You've got to have those two. They have to be the constants. And they've been the constants for Arkansas this year. And that's, again, why I think this is a team that's got a chance to make a deep, deep run when the NCAA tournament gets underway in June. Hey, if you are buying or selling a home, I want to recommend my friends at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've become really my lifetime partners when it comes to buying or selling a home, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm doing it all the time. I'm not. But when I found myself in that spot, I can guarantee it's been the most money I've ever spent. And I guarantee you there were points where, man, I won't go so far as to say scared to death, although that does apply for the first time I bought a house. But certainly you've got concerns as you move forward. You want someone on your side of the table who's been through all this before, someone who's a trained real estate agent, someone who's gotten the best training in the business. And when you partner with an agent at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, I guarantee you that's what you're getting. You're getting an open line of communication. You're getting a plan. And you're getting someone who ultimately knows how to get you from contract to close. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas, Washington and Benton counties, Fort Smith, Branson. They've got a wide selection of homes, and you can check out each and every one of them at WeickerGriffin.com.
Motorcycle Riders of America say, give me the hogs, Chuck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hogs do indeed take two of the three to win that series. They move closer to wrapping up a top four seed in the SEC tournament. Remarkably, over the last 4 years, they've won 15 of 16 conference road series. That's as many as they won in their first 24 years of softball.
Well, on to softball. And how about the Razorbacks as they take two of three at LSU over the weekend? That is a remarkable statistic. They have won 15 of their last 16 road SEC series. I mean, I used to always say Dave Van Horn's our best road coach in terms of the coaches we've got on campus. Dave Van Horn's always, in my mind, been our best road coach. I'm not so sure it's not Courtney Dyfel now. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. This is what she had to say post-game.
It's huge for our team to come in here in Baton Rouge. It's hard to win. The ball doesn't fly. It changes your game a little bit. For them to just be so businesslike and finding a way to win the series back-to-back in Baton Rouge, it's 15 of 16 on the road series, and so I'm just really proud of them. It shows a lot of character. It shows a lot of guts.
Softball team very close to clinching a top four spot in the conference tournament. They're going to be in the NCAA tournament. They've got bigger fish to fry. They're probably going to have a chance to play at home again. It's good to see them playing well, and glad that they had such a great weekend. Hey, how'd you do this weekend on the Bet Saracen app? If you've not downloaded it, you're missing out. If you have, you probably had a lot of fun this weekend. Probably more fun if you won than if you lost, but it is Vegas, Arkansas style, And we talk about, and when we talk about that, what we mean is there's just an Arkansas flavor to it. There's Arkansas angles to it. You probably had, in fact, I know you had the opportunity over the weekend to place wagers on former Razorbacks in the NBA playoffs. You had chances to place in-game wagers on the Razorbacks as they were playing baseball. How Hagan Smith was going to do, how others were going to do. That's what makes it Vegas, Arkansas style. Now, I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps. They're all out there. But I also know there are a lot of laws in our state, or not a lot of laws, but specific laws in our state that keep these national sports betting apps from operating in Arkansas. So if you want to enjoy yourself the most and give yourself the best chance to win, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. If you've not done it, do it today. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to go at the Bet Saracen app. A couple of draft notes, I guess, before we go. Two were drafted. Four have signed, I guess, as we record this. Free agent contracts. Bo Limmer in the sixth round by the Rams. Cam Little, the first taken. Jacksonville Jaguars in the sixth round. You know, when you're a sixth-round pick, the odds are not with you. But the league's full of guys who were drafted late or weren't even drafted at all. So they're getting a shot, and that's really all you can ask for. It's going to be a busy week. Basketball, I know, is going to dominate a good bit of the discussion. Look for Cal to have more commitments. It's been exciting to keep up with. By the way, Cal looked pretty good throwing that first pitch over the weekend. Threw it from the top of the mound. Threw it from off the rubber. Threw a strike. Looked like he knew what he was doing. Knows what he's doing on the recruiting trail as well. So we'll be watching for that this week. We'll gather again during the middle of the week. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.